that's my last. Then I am in Christ.
Thank you very much. You're waiting. Support and Kashita do support. So
So what do we, maybe you can tell me what the flow
is. Maharaj, if you could just interact, speak to them for some time, and then we could visit all the classrooms. Go to every class. Is it okay?
Yeah. Only thing is that I have a class to give at 11.
11. Yes, I think we can finish
Today that I told Maharaj, you know Bhakti Charu Maharaj, right?
Yes.
So His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj is a very dear disciple of ISKCON founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, that is Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So while he was studying in the abroad, so he was searching for a spiritual master, and finally he got his spiritual master, and in 1976 he joined this ISKCON movement here in Mayapur. And in his first meeting with Srila Prabhupada, he got the instruction that you translate my books into Bengali. And he was selected by Prabhupada as the secretary of his Indian affairs. And during Srila Prabhupada's physical presence on this planet, he was acting his personal servant. And while Prabhupada is in last days in Vrindavan, departing from this mortal world, Maharaj was there with him and personally witnessed the transcendental departure of Srila Prabhupada from this material world to his eternal abode. So then Maharaj has been serving since 1976. Now he is the member of our governing body commission of ISKCON, and he is also the initiating spiritual master of our ISKCON society. And he has been traveling all over the world, preaching the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and carrying the legacy of Srila Prabhupada all over the world. And Maharaj, although he is from Bengal and he joined in Mayapur, somehow due to some other responsible services, he was away from Mayapur for many, many years. Now he has completed his other services, apparently, and he is planning to spend a lot of time in Mayapur. And by the governing body commission, he has been newly appointed as the new co-director of ISKCON Mayapur. So he'll be spending every month for 8 months in a year, 1 week. And hopefully he'll also get his association on a regular basis. And this is the first visit. I requested him before.
Okay, let's do this.
And for the school, is his first visit. And I requested Maharaj today morning, and he mercifully accepted the proposal. And because of your love and respect, he is here. So he'll be speaking a few words towards you. Then after that, I'll take Maharaj to different classes and introduce Maharaj with all the children of our school.
Thank you. Thank you. Hare Krishna. I'm very happy to meet you. So I've been told that you are of class 8, 9,
no,
8, 6, 7, and 8. Yeah. Why don't you sit? Give him a chair, please. So who are of class 6? Most of you are from class 6. Very good. And how many are from class 7? Okay. And how many of you are of class 8?
Very few of them, because standard 8, they have only 8 children.
Yeah.
And today is the holiday officially, because exams are going on, so there is no exam today. But we requested them to come, so some of them have come because they are nearby.
Okay.
So only, how many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4. 50% attendance is there, another 4 are not there.
Standard 8 means class 8? Or
yes, class 8.
Class 8. Okay. Yeah. So, the boys and girls have been promoted from 7 to 8?
Yes.
Okay, that's why the number is...
Yeah, because so since this is a predominantly Bengali-speaking area,
okay,
it is difficult for us to take children right to the higher classes.
Oh.
So our own children, they pass out from LKG to UKG, UKG to like that.
Lower classes have more children, more, because we don't take children in the upper classes because they cannot cope up with the standard of the school.
Okay.
We cannot compromise the standards.
Right.
So lower classes have a lot of children.
I see.
We have almost 610 children in our school.
Okay. But 6, 7, 8 is
less.
Less. Yeah.
More you go down, the children is reversely, inversely proportional.
UKG, LKG, 3KG, they are all pyramid. 90 children. 90 children means
pyramid.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
But it should be like it. With time, it will become.
Yeah.
It will
like
become
when they get promoted in a matter of few years.
In another couple of years.
Yeah.
Have almost 30 children and almost.
Okay, right. That's how it is. But in the higher class, you don't take admission from outside?
No, unless and until they come from an English medium school.
Okay.
Because it's very difficult for them to
This is English medium.
Yes.
I'm very happy to meet you all. And are you all happy to be here?
Yes.
Yeah? How do you like it here in the school?
Nice.
Huh? That means you get a lot of time to play? And what are you learning here? So you're learning English here?
Yes. Huh?
Very good. And is English difficult?
No.
Very good. Huh? In England, even children speak English. Right? You're also children. English is important. Because in today's world, if you know English, then you can go anywhere in the world, right? But if you know only Bengali, then what will happen?
They have to stay in Bengal and go to Bangladesh.
Then you have to stay only in Bengal. But do you want to stay in Bengal or do you want to go out?
Go out.
Then you have to speak English, otherwise people don't understand you. And you don't understand them, right? So English is a very important language. And are you...
English is the first language. Right?
First language.
First language.
And you are learning... What is the most important thing you are learning in the school? Vedic?
Education.
Oh, very good. And can you tell me what are you learning here in Vedic education?
Raise your hand and talk. Not everybody speak. Raise your hand and talk.
Okay, I asked her. You are in which class?
6, 7. This is the daughter of Bhadasari Prabhu Maharaj.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You are learning here Atato Brahma Jikasa.
Atato Brahma Jikasa. And?
Krishna and many slokas also from
Bhagavad Gita. How many slokas did you learn?
Anyway, you'll be learning, right? Very good.
Means the important slokas.
Yes.
You don't know any sloka, what? You don't know any sloka, memorize? Tell one, memorize.
Very good. And which shlok do you know? How many shloks do you know?
How many I can't say, but
so many.
Nearly we have done 4 chapters of important shlokas.
4 chapters of Bhagavad Gita?
Important shlokas.
Oh, so that means we know hundreds of shlokas.
They are very, that the girls are very, because Padmaradhika Mataji teaches them so many ashtakams and slokas, they are very experienced slokas.
Between
the philosophy
and
philosophy, yes.
And Maharaj's book on philosophy, he's done the whole thing, 100 questions in philosophy.
Oh, very good. Very
good.
So when you learn all this Vedic wisdom, then what will you do?
Try to preach.
Very good. Try to preach means you teach others, right?
Yes.
You learn and then you teach, right? Do you like to teach?
Yes.
Yeah, good. But first you have to learn, right? You learn and then what you learn, you give it to others. What's your name?
Lakshman.
Very good. And how many shlokas do you know, Lakshmi?
More than 16 to 18.
Okay. You're also in class 6?
Sir.
You're in class 7. Very good. And what is the essence of the Vedic wisdom? How many of you know? Raise your hand. What's the essence of Vedic wisdom? Yes, self-realization. Vedic wisdom is actually self-realization. But what is the most essential understanding of the self-realization?
We are not this body, we are the soul, and we are the spiritual servant of Krishna.
Very good. Very good. So, the essence of Vedic wisdom is Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are parts and parcels of Krishna, and as parts and parcels of Krishna,
we should serve him.
And in this way, we become connected to him through a bond of love, and that is called bhakti. Right? Bhakti is means to love Krishna and serve Krishna. When you love somebody, then how do you want to express your love? By serving. So, do you love Krishna? How will you express your love for Krishna? Very good. Very good. And do you chant Hare Krishna?
Yes.
How many rounds?
I chant 7 rounds.
You chant 7 rounds. Wonderful. You? You said 4. No, you chant 4 rounds.
Sometimes it doesn't come 7.
Sometimes it's more. Sometimes you chant 16 also. Okay. And how many rounds does Lakshman chant?
Not steady, Maharaj.
It's all
4, 3, 7.
You chant 4 rounds sometimes.
When I get more time, I chant more.
And what's the minimum number you chant?
2. 2.
Very good. How many of you are chanting every day? Raise your hand. Okay. And how many of you chant occasionally?
Occasional chanter.
Okay. And how many of you think of chanting in the future? Okay. So
Maharaj, yeah. We have met that every Saturday, Sunday, those who are nearby, they go to Mangalarati and chant japa in the temple. Weekends, Saturdays. So you are making it slowly compulsory for the devotee children and those who are nearby can come to the temple. And we have Sandini Sunday school. Every Sunday we have a spiritual program.
Very good. Let me see. I am here until Saturday morning. And also I am giving Bhakti Shastri course also. So from 11 to 1 every day I am... When is their break? Lunch break?
140
to 210 for half an hour. And it goes on every day. Yes. Till Saturday or Friday?
Friday to Friday.
They have to show some performances also, Maharaj. If you have time, then what time they can do? Some dance
maybe
program.
I'll come
home. Ramishwar to the king. He has seen on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
So Sunday, we specially call him for the Sunday.
Oh, class. So.
Then we gave a cultural program for 1 hour. So they want to present some program to Maharaj.
So I'll do it here. Next time I come. I'll come back in...
If you want, then tomorrow we can do afternoon.
They can go to your place, Maharaj.
This is December.
You can go to your place.
Okay, they can go to your place.
How many children?
There are about 10 or 12 children. 12 children.
In your house.
But I think it will be better if I come and performance is here so that everybody can be here. So how long the program will last?
1 hour?
1 hour.
1 hour is tomorrow afternoon.
Should we do it?
Tomorrow afternoon, no meeting.
Okay. Okay. So tomorrow afternoon probably.
What time
will
be good for you, Maharaj? 3 o'clock?
What if I come tomorrow at... You have to have the classes also.
No,
break.
Just sacrifice, no problem. Just exam is over, it's not. Exam just got over. So you can sacrifice some classes.
Then let's do one thing. Tomorrow I'll come around 1:15. And let the program be for 45 minutes. And then... the children can have a feast, and I'll sponsor it. So there are how many children? Can the kitchen organize that? So that way, you know, like...
You have to feed all the workers also because they go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. How many?
Total is how many students?
KG will
go from one. So KG will go, Maharaj, will do from standard one.
400.
You want everybody?
60.
Lower kids also?
Yes, everybody.
About 350 to 60 children.
Yeah.
Standard 1 to 8.
Okay.
They leave around 1 o'clock, kindergarten children.
Oh.
They're very small.
What do you... I see. Then probably, I mean, I leave it up to you. You can tell Shankarshan will tell you. Like how many children? Because I was thinking that let them also kind of have some sort of... Okay, so tomorrow we'll have a program. Okay, sure.
With Mike?
No,
okay, no problem. Mike is disturbing. Be together, those will chant. Make a circle and do that.
Lakshman is... Whose son is Lakshman?
Huh?
Lakshman is...
Standard 7.
No. Who is your father?
His father is in Middle East. She is sitting also. His mother.
Oh, I see. You are his mother. Okay.
They are from Chennai.
I see.
But her husband works in Middle East.
Where? Dubai?
Muscat.
And when did you move here?
2 years.
You like it here?
Yeah. And this is Ipshita.
Yes.
Ipshita, she's from Kolkata. She's aspiring to me.
Yes, I
remember.
Yes.
She wanted me to introduce her to
you. Yeah,
I thought you must have forgotten me, that's why.
No, no. I
so recently joined in Asco.
It's actually, this is a difficult meter, so you got it very nice. Huh? No, it's nice, it's very nice actually. It's difficult to put it in meter, in otherwise.
They can sing in the harmonium?
Yes, harmonium.
Maybe tomorrow they can do it harmonium.
Very good. How come some of them are doing, some are not?
Got special mercy.
Why you are not chanting?
You did not learn it.
You didn't learn it. Why you are not chanting? You are doing, okay. You didn't learn.
She was not there. She was not there. She joined you.
She joined about a year and a half
before. Oh, so you taught them earlier. That reminds me, I used to teach my boys as early as in 78, 79.
Was it a different, how was that meter managed?
The way I used to do it, like Sharad Chandra Bhante Sphura Damala Kante Gajagate Hari Preman Matta Dhrita Param Satta Sada Ghurna Netram Karo Kulita Netram Kali Hidam Bhaje Nityananda Bhajana Toru Kanda Niravadhi. But I think yours is better. Thank you very much. So let me go to the other class.
Yes.
Yeah. I was very happy to meet you all. So we'll meet again
tomorrow. 1:15. Oh. Okay. With some dramatic performances.
Okay. Hare Krishna. So everybody, be very good devotees. Right? How many of you want to become very good devotees? And those who really want to become very good devotees, raise both of your hands. And say, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama!
Rama Rama!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Srila Prabhupada ki! All glories to the assembled devotees!
Shloka Bhaktacharya Swami Maharaj ki!
Yeah.